Well, you got that juice cranked up from Lizzie singing. I like it, though. Hopefully, these musicians we have in studio got a chance to listen to Gary's voice. Perhaps interested in talking to him about performing. Let me tell you about the Art of Sports. Great place. I don't know if you still haven't gotten something for your dad for Father's Day. You can go to the Art of Sports in Leawood, Town Center Plaza. They have a great selection of unbelievable sports cards, framed, beautiful photography, the Chiefs and all your favorite players. And so when you go into Art of Sports and you buy any framed piece, they're going to donate 10% of the purchase price to our upcoming Blasters KC that benefits Sharewaves. And so all you got to do is you say you heard about the offer on the Border Patrol, and they will do the rest. Great way to take care of Dad for Father's Day or get that piece you've needed for your media room, Zoom wall, office, waiting room, anywhere you need a cool image. At the same time, give back to Sharewaves and Sports Radio 810 WHB and their charitable arm. So it starts today through next Saturday. You're going to go buy something for Dad anyway, or you better. And they will take care of you and also donate 10% of the purchase of the framed art or custom framed pieces. All you got to do is mention the Border Patrol and Sports Radio 810 WHB. So thank you to our friends at the Art of Sports, Town Center Plaza. Go see them and cross off everything on your shopping list for Dear Old Dad. Right now, we have, speaking of being Dear Old Dad, I'm staring across... I feel like an episode of My Three Sons. I'm so happy to see. You know, if anyone guessed if there's a family resemblance, I think me and Sumo might, at least look like cousins or brothers. But I got my son Richie St. John. I got Sumo from Dola White. I got Todd Owen, who is the drummer and fearless leader of the Accidental Moguls. Gentlemen, hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, howdy, man. Good to see you.
All right. So let's start. Let's just start over here.
Yeah.
You've been on the show before.
A couple
live
times.
Live from St. Joe. I know that that was a very well-received appearance. And so Dola White, everyone knows that Dola White has been one of my favorite bands for a long, long time. You played my 40th birthday, and then Nate copied and played his 40th birthday. You've said privately that my 40th birthday was a lot better.
I did say that.
And you enjoyed
that.
It. The crowd was better, everything. And so I wasn't supposed to say it on the air, but I did. But Sumo, how long has it been since Dola White has played?
Over a year. Our last show was early March of 20. As soon as everything kind of went ape, everything got pulled. It was just wipe the slate clean and stay safe, get your families right.
You have such a loyal following. St. Joe, Kansas City, Northland, everywhere you go. It's a great crowd. So how excited are you to be back? And you'd be playing Grinders KC, it is Crossroads with Grinders KC. Great venue, outdoors. Lizak said it ain't gonna rain. And let me tell you something, if it does, it's his ass. And you're listening to me, Gary, trust me, all right? I'll follow through on that. So tonight...
I'll drive.
That's right. Hopefully no rain. Dola White's back. Crowds are going crazy. There's going to be a whole bunch of people there. How excited are you to be back in action?
We're really excited. Like I said, it was almost a whole year, like almost to the day before we even got in a room together. We were just completely off each other's radar for a long time, which was kind of a good little reset. We've been so busy for so long. But when this opportunity came up to kind of reawaken the sleeping giant that is Grinders, we couldn't wait to get on stage.
And how long has it been since they've had a show?
This is their first show back, too. I'm not sure when the last one was, but... But yeah, this is both of our first foray back into showing the A in front of the people.
Have you added any songs?
We haven't added any. Well, not for tonight's show. Okay. We've added a couple that will be coming soon, but
right.
For tonight we wanted to just, it's a smaller set. We're not playing the 4 hours. We've only got the 2 hours, so.
Well, I've already.
Is tonight the night you don't play Jump Around?
No, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You got to play that. And so, yeah, people have, that's one thing. Like, they're going to play for 4 hours. Like, nope.
No.
11 o'clock, but guess what? It's going to be a tight set, and it's going to be awesome. And opening up, warming up the crowd, the Accidental Moguls, Todd Owen, you're like catchers in baseball end up being managers. The drummers are the true leaders of the band. Is that how this works?
Yeah.
Because they're the brains of the outfit?
Apparently.
Right?
Apparently in this scenario. But, I've known Sumo going back to the old Hurricane days when I was playing in original bands. We'd finish the show, and then... He DJ'd the rest of the night there, so
yeah,
we've known each other a long time. We've actually had talked pre-pandemic about doing a show like this, and then the stars aligned. I ran into him the beginning of May, and here it is.
Yeah,
awesome opportunity.
We don't get many opportunities to share
right.
The night with the band. It's pretty much just we get in, we roll up, we set up, we play, and we get out. There's not a lot of play for openers and partnering up with people. So it's when it's it's rare, but when it's available to do it, we like to have fun with it.
You know, Jake was there at the hurricane lot. He says he doesn't remember those days, but it's, he says he still heard it was fantastic. And so, Todd, tell us about the Accidental Moguls opening up for Dola White tonight.
We're going to be doing our heaviest hitters tonight. It's going to be a fun one. We've got a gorgeous, super, super talented young lady singing. Get there early.
She's unbelievable.
Get there early. That's all I can say, man.
Winnelly
Quezada. And, man, she's a little firecracker.
TheAccidentalMoguls.com. If you want more information about all the places you're going to play, you're at the Hard Rock Casino last week in Tulsa. I know you're going to play P&L. You got all kinds of places you're going to play coming up between now and the end of the summer. And if people want to get more information about Dola White, where do they go?
Man, right now, we're the Facebook page, Twitter right. is the best way. There's a phone number on the Facebook page and an email. That's mine.
Or they just see you, just yell at you.
Send a raven.
Middle of the street, right.
Abacus.
And so Richie St. John is part of the Accidental Moguls. And I'll just be honest with you guys. Like, I've been so excited. I can't even think about it. Because, like, you know, you see your son grow up and you think about, boy, what's going to be like when he plays at this venue or that venue. Now he's going to play at a place that I've gone to so many times. We've gone to concerts there. And so, and you've been playing keys. Now you're making the transition to lead guitar and I'm fired up. We went guitar shopping yesterday. So Richie St. John, a lot of people know you on this show, but know you as a little boy wearing overalls, little knocking boy. Over displays when I was doing remotes at Oak Park Bowl. Right. You like that? He likes to be reminded of those things. Right. That, by the way, his voice ain't that deep. He goes, way to bring that up, Dad. And so, how excited are you to be a part of this tonight? Because you've known Sumo for a long time. You've enjoyed Dola White. He's been nice enough to kind of give you advice in the music scene. And Todd's been great. And having you in the band of the Accidental Moguls. What about you tonight with me waiting anxiously for this damn concert for the last several days?
Well, I'm so excited that I'm practically shaking.
Right?
It's a problem.
It sounds like it. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, it's probably, though, that you keep it below freezing in any room right. that you're in.
Well, so what? We got, yes, I do crank the air. I learned that from David Letterman, although he didn't tell me. He said that makes the guests uncomfortable. But you got to stay comfortable.
It's working.
I could cut your plexiglass. That's right. All I'm saying.
But it feels good, right? It alerts you. It's better than coffee.
Yeah.
So, like, for you, right? Like, this is something, like, for people that listen to the show, they hear me talk about you all the time. You started piano when you were in third grade, then you taught at School of Rock, you've been in different bands, but here you are, you're getting ready to play. This is a big moment for you, man, to be able to play at Grinders, and you guys don't know this, he's been a ticket selling machine. You're going to have probably 100 to 150 former Northeast residents that, let's put it this way, be very loud, and they're also big fans of Dola White, so it's going to be a very active, somewhat abusive crowd, so we're looking forward to that tonight.
Yeah, what a crowd that'll be.
Right. You know,
hopefully we get through the night with no incidents.
Right, absolutely.
Zero chance that happens.
Yeah. Agreed. Jake? You know, I can dream.
Yeah, you going to be there, Jake?
You've been. You bet.
All right, so Jake's going to be there. Give us some of the noises you make when you like live music.
You can
do it one time.
Cover your ears, boy.
Right, this is good, right? Would you like to hear that out in the crowd just to know that the audience approves of the set list?
Well, right, that's the call of the night.
Yeah, okay,
right. We'll be looking for that one.
Right. So, you know, you heard Todd talking about the lead singer, Winnelly. And I'm not just saying she will blow your mind. Tell us about the band and from your perspective and how great she is, because she's worth the price of admission alone, really.
I mean, she could be the next big thing easily. I mean, her voice is incredible. It's incredibly unlikely that anyone's heard anything like it. You know, just, you know, you picture that sort of voice, that soulful voice, but, you know, in the way that also, you know, Rihanna and Beyonce, you know, she can hit those high notes and she's got that strong voice and she can do those runs. You know, anything you need her to do, she can do.
Dude, you're probably not playing a song that, but what blew me away, and how many times have I seen you guys? 30 times or whatever?
Yeah,
how many times have you
Dolomite?
A million times, but when we were at Knuckleheads, at the R&B Fest a couple weeks ago, and she sang that song from Etta James.
Yeah.
I think
brought the house down.
Like,
that was the first time we played
we did that off the cuff.
Like, I felt like I had to go home and lay down. I was so emotionally moved by that.
Yeah, very moving.
You've been around the music scene a long time. Her voice is spectacular.
Well, you know, I've had this band for 4 years. She's the third female singer that I've had in the band, and the best one.
She's fantastic.
And she's one of the guys. She's just one of the
guys.
She's
awesome,
man. I mean, she's just so sweet and silly and
And her mom's awesome, and you know, her mom and Richie's mom, they lead the dance crew, so they'll be out there. You see my wife.
What a dynamic duo.
Sorry about that.
That all sounds awesome.
Sorry.
Really happy for you. We wear gold chains.
Right. But listen to this, though. This is, so Dolewhite, and you played my 40th birthday for a reason.
That was a nutty night.
Well, yeah. But you are one of the most popular bands in Kansas City, and the following West is so loyal. That's why so many people are excited about tonight. Take me back, because I'll try to explain Dolewhite. Like, I got some friends. I've got two sets of friends that have never seen you guys before that aren't originally from Kansas City. I say, look, I can try to explain it. Just go. I got your tickets, and then you'll see, and then you're going to follow them wherever they play.
Yeah, on paper, it's an awful-sounding thing. It doesn't make any sense that it should
right,
work.
Right, right. Well, explain, like, okay, so someone asks you over the phone or whatever, what's Dolewhite? What do you, like, how do you explain it?
It's six old white people. Wearing tracksuits, gold chains, and doing 80s and 90s hip-hop music with full live instrumentation. No sample. Well, a few samples here and there, but, I mean, we're recreating the music as high energy and rowdy as we can. Nothing's verbatim. It's not, I mean, Lord knows I can't keep tempo with some of those old tracks. So everything's faster, furious, it's in your face. It's just high energy, infectious dance, party, madness.
How did it all start, though?
Halloween, 2006. We had been a band together in our teens, and it kind of split up. I moved down here, and then, like I said, the hurricane, all that stuff. And then when I came home, everybody was clamoring to kind of get the band back together. Not us, but people that liked the band.
Right.
And I wasn't really into the idea of doing what I was doing at 18 by the time I was that age. But I had this idea always back at the hurricane. I was talking to some of these guys that were doing these cover bands, and I was a hip-hop DJ at the time, and I was playing these old-school hip-hop records at the beginning of the night to save my club bangers for the end there.
Right.
And it got to where that started becoming a busier part of the night. So I was like, man, if some cover band could pull this off, they'd be wiping with 50s. And next thing I know, I get back home and the guys are down for it. And we get together, we hash it out for, I don't know, probably 6 months. We didn't want to do it until we knew we could do it without it being like taken lightly. It had to be a force or it was not worth doing.
Right.
And we got out there, we threw one show on Halloween and people went nuts. And we did another one, I think it was the night before Thanksgiving. People went nuts. We did a New Year's, people went nuts. So then I was like, well, let's go take this to KC and see if they like it. I'm walking into these bars, and I'm like, hey, I'm in a all-white hip-hop band from St. Joe. We'd like to play your establishment. And people are throwing, they're just literally throwing me out of the building. Like, no, that drink's on me. Get out. Go. I'm like, sir, this is an Applebee's.
when did you know, like, okay, oh, this is going to work? People love it, and now people want it. So how long did it take for that to get rolling?
As soon as we got a couple of KC shows under our belt, because no one knew us. It wasn't like we had friends or people that liked the old band. It was just straight winning over a crowd. And you see the skeptics. They're out there kind of arms crossed, shaking their head, like, no. And then a couple songs in, they're nodding their head, yes. And then a couple more songs, and pants are off.
I think, well, that, I don't know why you keep bringing up my 40th birthday. But the point is, I think the first time that I saw you was, man, I think it was like at a festival or something in Parkville, downtown Parkville. And it was...
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, and it was and somebody said, you got to watch this band. So I went down. I was doing a remote there at a cigar bar.
Yeah, that's the guy that hired us.
Okay, and so he was telling me, his name was Mike.
Yeah,
he said, you got to go listen to this band. I fell in love.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I fell in love with you that night.
Yeah, that was still kind of in the early days, man. We were taking, we had some odd shows.
but it was like you're right. It's like one of those things where, okay, you're telling me this, but then let me see that I saw it. And then it's been, and Jake, you've seen him.
I remember the first time I saw him.
Do you?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
We drink a giant bottle.
Kind of.
We drink a giant bottle of Chimay at the Parkville cigar bar.
I don't know what
bar.
You're talking about. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then yeah, so you were there. Okay.
That was the first time I ever saw them there.
Right.
And then I left a jacket there.
Yeah, you lost your
again.
Jacket. And, well, that was a great, I do remember you losing your jacket.
Yeah.
That's how wild the Dolewhite show was.
Yes.
Okay. And so
it was out in the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
It was like, I remember
right.
Saying, that's, yes.
That first was time I seen Dolewhite. What year do you think that was?
I was still drinking, so.
That's our Rosetta Stone.
Defining line. Right. So 3/2/14.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think it was before that.
Nah, so. I'm going to guess like 2007, 2008.
Yeah, I mean, it was a minimum 10 years ago, but probably more. You know, so, okay, so Todd. Same thing. So if somebody asks you, you're on the phone with someone, you're trying to get someone to book your band, or somebody asks you, how do you describe the Accidental Moguls?
100% live pop, hip-hop, and R&B. What you hear is actually being played on the stage. We don't use any backing tracks. We don't do any of that stuff. So female singer. We've got a couple males that do the, some change of pace to get through the night. But I just keep talking about the band is good. The singer is great.
Right.
Guitar player's a hunk.
Right. Well, and let's talk to the guitar player. So for you, like you play keys and people, like I said, they've heard it's fun to talk to someone that's listened to the show for 20 years and remember you like, you know, in the studio as a 4-year-old, right? So describe what it's like to play and keyboards versus guitar and everything you've gone through to now. This is a big, big moment. I'm not putting pressure on you, but like for the family, for me and for you, this is going to be awesome tonight. Like bottom line is this, you got way more talent than I ever thought of having. And for me, this is like, it's beyond words how excited and how proud I am of you. So I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm trying to anyway. So just like what's tell me about playing with the Accidental Moguls and opening up for Dola White and your buddy Sumo and knowing that there's going to be so many people there in the crowd that are fired up to watch this big show tonight.
It's good you say there's no pressure. You know, this is the defining moment of my career.
There's no
everything
pressure,
culminates
but there's
in
a
this.
A lot of pressure tonight.
This makes or breaks me, but no pressure.
Right.
Well, first off, I mean, opening up for Dola White, like you said, you first saw them, you know, countless years ago, and I've been hearing about them since high school, before high school.
And how many times, oh, you gotta see Dola White, I love Dola White. You're like, yeah. Dad,
mom's
leave me
doing
alone.
Herself up in the bathroom. Oh, the Dola White show tonight, I gotta look my best.
Wow, his mom's gonna be so pissed off the way he just represented her. But then when you finally saw him, then you got it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Best party band in the world, if you ask me.
Yeah, and in the same way that you know, they played your 40th. I know it wasn't a private event for me, but you guys were playing Brewtop for my 21st.
I remember you. Your makeup looked fabulous.
Yes. Thank you.
You had a nice shade of rouge on them cheeks.
That was a wonderful night as well. Right.
Yeah. Oddly enough, I remember most of that night, so we must have not done it right.
So and so the venue. You guys have played all the venues for a moment. Talk about how great it is to play at and have Grinders back and playing outdoors. It's one of the best venues in Kansas City.
This will be my first time playing there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Never
That's
played
awesome.
This is like one of the stages. Actually, really one of the few stages in town that I have not played.
Bucket list, though, right?
Absolutely.
What about you, Sumo? This is a great place. And
we love it.
And the crowd's going to be awesome tonight.
Yeah, we were kind of late to the game. We've only been playing there for, I think, 3 years. They had us come in for one of their final First Friday free shows, I think, in 18. And it was nuts. It blew up. They said it was their busiest one, so they booked us to be the inaugural the next year. That was nuts. And then all this stuff happened before we could kind of get capitalize on the momentum, so hopefully this is picking right back up where it left off.
I wish that we could give away some tickets, so the listeners are like family for us on the Border Patrol. I would love to be able to share this moment, a big moment for the Accidental Moguls, the return of Dola White to the stage. They hear us talk about the Moguls. They hear us talk about Dola White. They hear us talk about Richie St. John. Why can't we give away any tickets for tonight, Sumo?
We can. Yabble dabble. I did the nose thing.
All right. So let's do this. 913-3810-810. If you want to come out tonight to Grinders, you know what formerly is Crossroads, Grinders KC. If you want to come out tonight and look, share this great moment for my family that I always talk about. This great moment for the Moguls. Todd Owen has never played here before. And this great moment for a dear friend of the show. And all kidding aside, man, you've been a great friend for a number of years. You know I love Dola White. And you know that to have the band that my son's in opening for you guys for your first show post-COVID and Grinders' first show post-COVID, it's just like, this is going to be awesome, and I want more people to share in it. I want some of the listeners to share in it. Richie St. John, what?
Yeah, like, you know, it's just like he was saying. I mean, you've known me how long? You know, we met?
Yeah, man, it's
very
been a
long
few years.
Time.
It's been fun to watch you progress, too.
Exactly, you know, after all this time, all this evolution. And, yeah, it does sort of culminate in this, you know, finally opening up for you after seeing you play so much, you know, my 21st, and you just seeing me progress as a musician, you know, and then playing there with the Moguls. You know, this is the tightest group I think I've ever been in. As a band, you know, just everybody has their head on straight. They're such great players. You know, it's I couldn't be happier to be
and
in
good
the band.
People. We've got a good vibe.
That's the
most important thing about our band. Is like we all like each other. All the parents like each other. We've got a good vibe and a fun vibe. So make sure you get there early. Don't sleep on that.
That's the most. Listen to me. Doors open at 6:30. The Moguls hit the stage at 7:30. Play around 45 minutes or an hour. So you hit the stage at 8:45. But like you said, you're done 10:45, 10:50, hard curfew at 11.
Hard curfew,
but
they want us out of there.
That's like 3 hours of live music packed into that night, right?
Nutty.
It's unbelievable. And so 913-318-810. We have several pairs of tickets to give away. I want people, and honestly, for you guys, it's your livelihood. Man, we miss live music.
I know, me too.
You don't know, like Cinderella once told us, you don't know what you got till it's gone. It means something, right?
Absolutely.
This is a long way going into the healing process. Live music and people to be able to celebrate music, that love music. Todd Owen.
Everybody's ready.
The Accidental Moguls. It's going to be fun. Richie St. John, the Accidental Moguls. Sumo. Do you want me? I always call you Sumo. How do I refer to you?
Anything but Becky.
Well, Becky. Dola White. Look at Todd Lebo. Get in here, Todd! Say something to these musicians with your smart out Oklahoma mouth.
What?
You coming tonight? We'll invite you. You don't want to go live music?
I love live music.
I'll slap that coffee out of your hand, but I love you.
I need my coffee.
Right, that's exactly right.
Doing, buddy?
Doing good.
So thank you. And tell the website again for people that want to see the future dates of the Moguls.
TheAccidentalMoguls.com.
Dola White on Facebook. And hell, I share every gig that you guys have pretty much, so we'll get that going too.
MySpace, DOLEWITE.
How is your MySpace going? What are your top eight?
Todd, there's like six guys named Tom and I think Candlebox.
Okay. Your grandfather's listening, Richie St. John. But your mother's listening. Say hello to your mother for me.
Hey, mother. Dad says hi.
Oh, jeez. 913-318-810. I wonder where you get that smart mouth. Todd Owen, the Accidental Moguls. Richie St. John, the Accidental Moguls. Sumo from Dola White. Everyone in Dola. I love them all. You guys got great people.
We love you,
everyone else. And I just heard a rumor. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. But maybe there's some kind of intro having to do with the Border Patrol intro and Dola White. I don't know. I can't remember. I record so many things. I don't know if I did or not. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. What's that? You got to go to find out.
I'll be there. I want to see it.
It would be so weird if you weren't there tonight, but you know what? God bless. And there's Tim Grunhard. Come in here, bend over, and snap a ball for us, Timmy. We love it. Todd, Richie, Sumo.
Thanks, man.
And you know what?
Appreciate you.
No pressure, though. Big night, though. Big night. All my love is for you tonight, my man. Seriously, I'm so proud of you.
Well,
are you proud of me?
Always, every day of my life.
You're my man. That's Sumo, that's Richie St. John, that's Todd Owen. The Accidental Moguls open up for Dola White tonight. Grinders KC, get there early. Doors open at 6:30. It's GA. You want to get the right spot. Moguls hit the stage at 7:30. Dola White hits the stage at 8:45. I'll hit the ground running at 5:30. I'm going to be there early. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.